Hallelujah. Yes, you was even your banner, Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Katongere, Katonda ingaliza amanyi.
Let's give a mighty clap to the Lord. Even the ministers, let's have them a hand clap. And we thank indeed the Father.
Please
help us get words of life to us and accept to work with them. Glory and honor back to God. Thank you for the good time He's given us. We want to use it well. Move on to get knowledge.
Why Focus of God TV?
Why Focus of God Television is there? And what's going to move on be on it?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Thank God who has upheld us. Helped us in such hard times like this. Eras filled the battle of sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Sin seeks everyone standing to throw them down. As he explained in Zechariah 1:18 to down, there are horns which appeared and they throw each rising up ahead to look to things of heaven. But God helped send for craftsmen to terrify, to haunt those demons, that we too can stand in these days.
The days past
and those we still in some portion, days which be they have not accepted anyone raise a head to look at things of heavens and teach them, even to proclaim them. Rising rose in desire of this world. But we thank the Lord
who
put for us the new generation.
We get
new generation with full knowledge of God. It's a generation hidden unto the evil Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That
it does not follow us much again. But we thank the Lord
who
has led us in that word. It's impossible by ourselves, but the Lord, God the Father, His word, the Lord Jesus, together with His Holy Spirit, His angels, His ministers,
those
to us to uphold us. Indeed, they have strengthened us. Stand in this time, speak all this here in this place, and all those we still hear, and those we take to the nation.
But
in boldness from the Lord to uphold us. Now you don't take it as a joke, but take it that God has helped us. God has upheld us. He has risen us. He
wouldn't
have raised heads as us, but God has risen us.
Being
like Daniel falling down, it has no more strength in him.
When
God stretches his hand, touches to empower him. Stand on your feet right now. Now we too are like that. And we thank God for that. Today we want to move on. We want to move on to know what's beyond Focus of God Television.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
want to restore ancient foundations of the kingdom of God.
It's
the foundation of salvation.
We're
going to be on the television. The olden foundations of the kingdom of God. One of the foundation is salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Salvation.
It's the ancient salvation foundation. But because it is shown as if it's of today.
So, Focus of God TV.
Now, on Focus of God Television,
we restore
the ancient foundations of the kingdom of God. And one of them is salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Salvation.
What brought
the creation of heavens and earth?
And
if it's not this salvation,
there
would have been creation of heaven and earth which are today.
So
we were residing in above the heavens. But when God foresaw sin, He decided to create heaven and earth to save us from there, to separate us,
to
separate us from the sin if we were so long. Now this salvation
is
the foundation by which heaven and earth was created.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
To strengthen the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now if it's not salvation, heaven and earth wouldn't have been created. God the Father would have filtered us from above the heavens, where we first lived before heavens and earth existed. But when he foresaw sin, I'm not separating from above the heavens where you are. Let me create heaven and earth. I separate from there in the heavens and earth those to be saved,
and
those to refuse to be destroyed. Creation of heaven and earth, call it a moment of grace, moment of salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes,
some of those will be amazing you. Some of foundation we are to restore. According to Isaiah 58, in the verses 12,
some
foundation we handle to restore, and to show people that salvation was marked from creation of heaven and earth.
That
if it's not this salvation, heaven and earth wouldn't have been created. Now concerning salvation, those who say it's just appeared these days, we want to first tell them one of the foundations of the kingdom of God, salvation.
It's
the reason why heavens and earth were created. As we of new generation, with the full knowledge of God, that call of the nation to do God's final work on the planet earth,
blessing
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
we
have to restore the ancient foundations.
Isaiah
58:12, we see
Isaiah 58:12. Naba abali kuvaamu bali zimbe ebifo ebyedda ebyazika.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekimu ku bigambo ebyayogera mu lugendo lwe.
One of the words spoken in the journey of heaven.
Mukama ngantwala mu lugendo lwe.
God take me in the journey of heaven.
Okutandika mu mwaka ogwa 2005.
To begin in 2005.
2011. Olugendo lwe gulu atambulira mu Bible.
The journey of heaven is moved in the Bible.
Okumpa okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Give me the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Ngekigambo kyebwe kiri.
As is what is.
Yagamba nti.
He said that.
Abantu bonna abali kuvaamu.
All people will come out of you. Build the old wasted places. That's one of the things we do in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Going to
look to things which had gotten destroyed. Foundations of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven,
and
one of the foundations
is
foundation of salvation.
Which
other things to say,
and
perhaps salvation just come to happen, yet by salvation heavens and earth were created. If no salvation, heavens and earth would have been salvation. God explains
that
many to come from you all over the world,
they would
restore the old wasted places. Let's read over here.
Isaiah 58:12.
It's
to
restore foundations
of
many olden generations.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even though it's a new generation with the full knowledge of God, amazing that we seem renewing things of old.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Restore foundations of many generations. Things which happened oldenly, right from above the heavens. Now you our generation would seem like youth.
For
in us, you may look someone of 80 or 90 years that may know things of anciently and not there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Remember,
those who tell to restore olden generations and foundations. Let's repeat this verse again.
Isaiah 58,
verse 12.
Naba bali kuvamu, bali zimbe bifebieda ebyazika. Orize misingi ejemirembe mingi.
Abavamu.
Those who come out of.
Mugenda kuwa mwetegereze bintu bingi njibi badde byacha.
Analyze many things which are errors.
Ebintu badde byazika amazimanga baga zibira yo.
Wasted and they blocked the truth outside.
Nyinga mwino kugaza.
Yet you have to restore it.
No ya kulembeddemu.
And the one leading.
Ukuza ebintu emisingi ejemirembe njibi.
Ancient foundations. Some of those foundations it is salvation. Foundation of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For by salvation, heavens and earth were created.
They
wouldn't have been creation of heaven and earth if it wasn't salvation.
It
would have remained above the heavens, where
there's
new heavens and new earth, where first resided with God the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But when he foresaw sin, and he prepared salvation, and he created heaven and earth, that he can save us within this world
and
restore back to where it is.
We
must look carefully on these things. Let's finish this verse. Isaiah 58 in verse 12.
Ero liyitibwa nti muzibi wa kituli muzza wa makubo ga kutuulamu.
Have
you heard what will be? He who restores the bleaches. Satan has
bleaches
in the gospel of the kingdom of God. The gospel of salvation.
And
put holes and breaches in it.
Once saved, forever saved.
That is a bleach, a hole in the gospel.
Bible
says, work out your salvation.
And
you
are
to the end. Is the
one
to be saved. Salvation, we begin it and we enter it.
And
begin to work for it
up
to the end. But he said, the
big bleach
he put in salvation, that once saved, forever saved. Though you commit sins, that you remain saved. Yet God says that you remained a name, yet you died again.
So
that's one of the halls.
It says
we shall repair dwelling places. God come all weary and burdened. See the rest of your spirit.
People
see salvation is a life of suffering.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
we have to restore that salvation to be of freedom.
So
not of suffering. People come back in salvation, feeling freedom.
They
fulfill what is spoken. Jesus said in Matthew 11. 28 to 30. Come all who are weary and burdened.
Then munaraba
see the rest of your spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We called us to salvation to see the rest. But
place
of dwelling and to rest cease to be. And we reach to think.
Salvation
is to commit cases and carry burdens in sorrow.
The Lord Jesus Christ in
Psalms 51:12. Lord, restore joy of salvation. Sustain with the spirit of liberty. Entering salvation would have been joyful. For it's still in heavens, they say. One person to be saved on this world. In heavens, they rejoice. They rejoice for it will be a moment of joy.
Today,
as if you've committed a very terrible case.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those
places to restore them well. Foundations of ancient of the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. One of them, salvation, which caused creation of heavens and earth. And salvation
is
not something which came from America. That's the other thing. It's not new religion. It's not a new belief. But foundation of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven,
which
caused heavens and earth be put today. According to scriptures, 1 Peter 1,
Sunday
salvation we just heard of now,
which
the prophets of old proclaimed spoke of it.
And he said,
these are all the foundations. Salvation is the foundation of the kingdom of God. And those who enter it,
and
without it in children of men, no one would have entered the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So much
that what we want to understand,
focus of God TV,
focus of God television, and it's going on air. One of those coming out of us, build the wasted places, places which are of rest, salvation which was peaceful.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Then restored olden foundations. Foundations of many generations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
it's written the Peter we see.
Peter ekisoka, esuri esoka, n'olunyiriri olwekumi.
Batandika olw'omwenda.
Peter ekisoka, esuri esoka, n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
1 Peter 1:9.
Nga muweebwa ekyabakkirizisa, bwe bulokozi bw'obulamu.
God began us believing and all who believe the Lord. And at the beginning of that, the issue of believing,
we need
salvation of our life. Old Testament believing God, they needed salvation.
Was
the foundation of faith.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Salvation of our souls. But it's explained like this. It's an olden foundation. Let's read we here.
Peter ekisoka nesuli esoka olunyiriri olwekumi.
1 Peter 1:10.
Ebyobulokozi obwo bannabbi abaawanga obunnabbi ku byekisa ekyali kigenda okujja gye muli baanoonyanga nnyo ne bekenneenyanga. 11 Nga banoonya ebiro bwe biri oba bwe bifaanana omwoyo wa Kristo eyali mu bo bye yalaga, ng'asooka okutegeeza ebibonoobono bya Kristo n'ekitiibwa ekibigoberera.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebyobulokozi ebyo,
concerning the salvation,
okulokolebwa kw'emyoyo gyaffe,
salvation of our souls,
obulokozi,
salvation,
si kika kya nzikiriza.
Not a type of belief. No, it's not a religion, but redeeming our souls.
Satan
had made schemes to destroy them. First fall in hell,
to
suffer not a few days after the judgment, melting our spirits in the lake of fire. God had the lake of fire from the beginning. Yes. It would have just cast us in there.
Who
is greatest part spoken of God to be the consuming fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
the lake of fire, he began with it.
Would
have just cast us right there in the beginning. But he said, let's put salvation
to
redeem spirits from destruction. Now salvation is not your name. No.
Though
you called name, made it a name after getting salvation.
It,
we are many born again. English, when you call it saved. It may not bring out meaning well. Said many good saved and they became born again. You see a journey there. But that concerning salvation, those we hear of now, prophets of old proclaimed it.
They proclaimed
something put from the beginning. In the midst of salvation, and the Spirit of Christ is in them.
Especially
the suffering of Christ. The suffering,
the
glories to follow.
So, obulokozi,
now salvation
is
a foundation of the kingdom, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven.
It
speaks the foundation of the kingdom of God, the foundation of the Holy Spirit, the chief intercessor, which he passed to intercede for our behalf, to restore us back to God. And his intercessorship, it was involved the Christ.
That
if that intercession is not enough,
let's
put even an offering
that
can redeem these children.
Then
we see the glories to follow.
So,
people of religions, those who are in out there, beliefs which are different,
even
in salvation we know yet revealed of well. Salvation is a type of religion. Not
a
type of beliefs in the world, but believing of the word of God
in
the foundation of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, salvation.
And
that word salvation,
say
foundation of the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit.
Put
salvation redeeming our soul. Put it to pass through it, intercede for our behalf.
Grace period.
The grace period. That period God to give it to us. Intercede for you. And Jesus involved that perhaps not enough. We've interceded. God
said,
not enough. Let's add on an offering. Who is the offering? You yourself. Now, concerning salvation, you have heard it of today. Perhaps it came from America. Here we speak of the ancient foundation. Foundations of all. This is one of them. Foundations of the kingdom of God.
Caused
the creation of heaven and the earth which are today. For if it's not it, heavens and earth wouldn't have been created. For when you get saved, enter the kingdom of God. And when you look to Colossians, Colossians chapter 1, he said when he saved us, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan,
took us
the kingdom of his one beloved son. The kingdom. We speak of the Spirit of God. When we enter the Spirit of God, takes us back to the Father.
It
access through one Spirit to reaching the Father. It's a bit long.
I want to
pass through and we try to look in there. Bring them when we start the right gospel. Gospel of the kingdom of God. Gospel of salvation. Praise Jesus. Point and some of the olden foundations.
You
know, if you enter salvation, the olden foundation, not of these days, foundation of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. Colossians. Colossians 1 from verse 12.
Ngamwebaza kitaffe yatusanyiza ffe omugabo gw'obusika obwabatukuvu mu musana. Ole 13. Yatulokola mu buyinzi obw'ekizikiza n'atutwala mu bwakabaka obw'omwana we omwagalwa. Ole 14. Mwe tubeerera n'okununulwa kwe kusonyiyibwa kw'ebibi byaffe.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now salvation was giving our sins in forgiveness of sin, which involves repentance
and
still led by the Holy Spirit, even the Lord Jesus, giving up of the Lord Jesus. Now as we're going to redeem, salvation is redemption.
Mukuzikirira
taken from destruction.
Eranga mukunulibwo
in that redemption.
Twali tulina ebinga sikyangu tununula.
The heart sins, it wasn't easy to redeem us.
Nga kulina okusoka okubaka okusonyiwa ebibi.
That involved first forgiving us sins.
Ate nga teyayinza kusoka kusonyiwa
ebibi. No one can first forgive you sin.
Okujjako nga aliwo abeegayirizi.
Except their intercessors.
Kati kwali n'okusoka abeewo omwegayirizi.
Must have first been there an intercessor.
Oba abeegayirizi.
Or intercessors.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus, even the Holy Spirit. When they saw intercessor not enough, they said, let's add on an offering. Christ offered himself. Offering all was taken castle about. Before heavens and earth were created.
To speak
of the salvation we are on to now.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's repeat the Colossians we hear. Colossians 1, the verse 12.
Ngamwebaza kitaffe yatusanyiza ffe omugabo gw'obusika obw'abatukuvu mu musana. 13. Yatulokola mu buyinza obw'ekizikiza n'atutwala mu bwakabaka obw'omwana w'omwagalwa. 14. Mwe tubeerera n'okununulwa kwe kusonyiyibwa kw'ebibi byaffe.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nti nga twebaza kitaffe
that as we thank the Father,
yatugwanyiza omugabo ogw'obulamu.
He made us fit of to qualify for life. In the light.
When he
saved us from the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of Satan. Of destruction. And he took us. In the kingdom of his beloved son. Where we have redemption.
Our
salvation is redeeming. We had been robbed from the Lord. We had been grabbed from the Lord. Satan had grabbed us from the Lord.
As
his works are in John 10:10, he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But concerning salvation, which was foretold, spoke of redemption and the forgiveness of sins. Redemption from the evil Satan and his sin. The wage of it is death. First, it happens in this body and heads on to hell. It reaches the second death of the lake of fire.
It
was to be redeemed from those.
we
first get forgiven of sins.
Yet,
without intercessors, there will not be forgiveness of sin. Now concerning salvation,
that
speak of olden foundation,
because
the Holy Spirit begin to intercede to the Father,
if
Jesus to join on him, to do intercessorship, reach that Jesus offered himself. The Holy Spirit remains,
saying,
fight for them, restore them back home.
And
that work got to be brought more than people think of it.
And
salvation got to be of high value more than how we think of it.
For
most of us think
God
save for not getting married.
God save
for not marrying.
God save
from poverty. God
save
for not building houses. Not traveling nations.
Now,
those we thought,
there were
main purposes of the salvation of the olden generations.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus, man.
So,
didn't understand what is this. But we heard the salvation.
Some
thought perhaps it came from America.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus,
man.
That's an olden foundation.
Bible
uses the other words. In the John chapter 3, in the verse 16,
it
uses this word. In the time which is like present,
it
uses the olden word,
or
the word which by past
is.
Let's read we hear. John 3, the verse 6.
Ekizaalibwa omubiri kiba mubiri.
Yokana 3:16.
Yokana esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri oli 10:16.
John 3, verse 16.
Kubanga Katonda bwe yayagala ensi bw'ati, n'okuwaayo n'awaayo omwana we eyazaalibwa omu yekka. Buli amukkiriza yenna nti buli muntu yenna amukkiriza aleme okubula, naye abeere n'obulamu obutaggwaawo. Olunyolo 10:17. Kubanga Katonda teyatuma mwana we mu nsi okusalira ensi omusango. Na yensi erokokere ku ye.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Katonda bwe yayagala ensi.
For God so loved the world. He loved the planet or the world they speak of us. That too is there.
Luganda
is weak over that word.
But
English is rich over
there. When God loved the earth.
It doesn't say that God loved the world. No. When he loved the people.
World.
The world.
Yes. The world
confuses people. When God destroyed people of old, people of the world, the olden world.
Yeah.
That world confuses in the Bible. World perhaps means this world.
It
said that world map.
World Cup.
Hey.
World
Cup.
Would
not be the
planet
of people in this world. That world confuses.
For God is so loved the world.
Come what we are going to see. He loved the people. They are the world. Did he die for planet this ground, the earth? Those two confused people.
For God so loved the world.
Come what we are going to
see.
He loved them when. That he said we loved. It's something of old.
So
that for God has loved the world. No, this the other is past. He did that long.
Long.
After he loved the people,
that
called world in this language,
he
gave one begotten son. in the purpose of that, they be saved through him.
For
intercession had been done, and God said, no, I'm not contented on that intercession.
You
do and give something else, which is of high value.
Then a
person will despise it.
And one
can bring another. For intercession, even Satan does it.
Needs
to God give you into his hands that he can torment you.
We
heard that Satan is requested to see through the disciples. When it comes to intercession, Satan can do it beyond you. He too has no complications and complicity in him. If
they
refuse to give him today, tomorrow he comes back.
He failed,
at least he cries, but he rolls down
and
requests
they
give you to him. He sifts you
to
torment you, and you reject. That's the intercession is up to. Every intercessor you see crying, that they intercede things of God. But let's put that aside. But what we look to is one. When God loved the world, he loved them when, according to the history, if he gave up the son, olden, the world be saved on him.
He
gave him from creation of heaven and earth.
Then
the purpose of creating heaven and earth, salvation. And if it's not salvation, heavens and earth wouldn't have been created. The Father would have separated us above the heavens, where we first dwelled in him. Even our choosing we get in safe today, he chose us from above the heavens in him.
All
that we to briefly look at foundation of salvation is of how many years?
And
it's not religion, neither a belief which existed before salvation. All religions in your, on your own things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those you believe you put in place, those not salvation, those expect salvation you put in place.
And
you think to be saved
is saved from
not marrying and getting married in the poverty. This is in redeeming our spirits from destruction,
and
we forgive in sins. Revelation 13 verse 8.
Erabo na batula munsi bali jisinza. Buli atawandikiddwa linnya lye mu kitabo ekyobulamu ekyomwana gwendiga eyattibwa okuva kutondebwa ku nsi.
You hear what is? All they worship the beast. The beast means the spirit of Satan, or the kingdom of Satan. Everyone written in the book of the Lamb, who was slain from creation of heavens and earth. I told you salvation, if it's not it, they wouldn't have created heavens and earth. Everyone building a house, they make a sacrifice for it, and they stood up for his house to stand strong. This son too was given from creation of heaven and earth. The offering which upheld us up to today, we still exist as his house. When we speak of salvation, the Savior given from creation of heaven and earth,
and
the earth was built on foundation of salvation.
If it's
not salvation, God wouldn't have created heavens and earth. Already we were existing there.
But
existing in him above the heavens, if he was so seen in us, when he so seen, destroy those with sin before it manifests.
Yet,
those they got from him say, you know, from the fullness we got from him, give me a chance. I take care of them. I water this priest, see whether they bear fruit. If it refuses, we destroy it.
And
the Holy Spirit say now, I help you perhaps as me. I want to take the work of the
sister
and lead those people, children who are stubborn.
I will
bear whatever they will do to me. Let me give you a plan. And the Father gave them a plan. And the word designed it. And sent the Holy Spirit to create heaven and earth.
And
they create them on foundation of salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
you all think salvation, maybe it's a religion which is fresh.
It
came from America. Friends, you were on other things. Your thoughts are so errant. Ignorance has reached you on that word.
All these
your religions are on your things. These beliefs we are not clear.
Those
no belief of salvation,
it's
not foundation of the kingdom of God. You in the fake salvation,
don't
know meaning of salvation, redeeming of our spirits,
and
the forgiveness of sins. And you think, because you are poor, and you got saved,
if you're
a problem, you're not saved.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's repeat that verse we hear. Revelation 13, the verse 8.
Atawandikiddwa linnya lye mu kitabo eky'obulamu eky'omwana gw'endiga eyattibwa okuva kutondebwa kw'ensi.
You
heard
from creation of heavens and the earth. Genesis verse 1 and the verse 1 and 2. In the beginning God created heaven and earth. Right there, Jesus was made to be slain at that point.
And
so you're giving yourself up. You put your head.
They
say, okay. Appear in the latter days. Let's do it. I've accepted and I've given out. And now you're slain already. Count it, you're not existing.
And
salvation has begun.
Salvation
began from creation of heaven and earth.
And
Abel moved in that. And they entered salvation.
And
you who thought salvation we speak of,
here
we got and saved,
you
are on a religion from America, you are on your own things.
The
people you forget. Now you Catholic,
we
speak of you openly.
Yes,
Jesus came to do what?
For
you call him Yesu. But question, he came to do what? He came onto that hall.
Or
he came to save. Let's come to the Protestants. You Protestants. Jesus came to do what?
He
came that you protest. Okay, you Advent.
He
came that you get to be Advent. Jesus came to do what? You the Jehovah. Friend. You believe Jesus on the side he came to do what? Father gave him over what work?
that the world will get into that Jehovah, or to be saved. Now the wizard, I wonder what he can speak over this. They perverted out there in the thickets. In the mud. Religions shifted from the road there.
But
wizard had moved ahead of them.
Yes,
those who believe he is a Messiah.
I want
to ask, what did he come for on the world? Salvation we speak of, foundation of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven,
the
creation of heaven and earth,
it was yet a
foundation of salvation.
It's
not to say the salvation,
even
heaven and earth would have been created. According to what we read in the Hebrews, Hebrews chapter
9.
This has written of him that was to be slain to save us from creation of heaven and earth. The word say he was slain from creation of heaven and earth.
Yet
he decided to appear in the latter days to save the many.
Give
up himself every day from creation of heaven and earth. Everyone repenting. I believe Jesus is Lord, and I confess I'm saved.
He
comes, they beat him for that person. But they joined us all together from creation of heaven and earth,
which
when he appeared, his second manifestation. All we are still on salvation. Let's read, we hear.
Abebulaniya esulo eyomwenda nolunyiriri olwabiri mwesatu.
Hebrews 9 from verse 23.
Kale bifananyi byebyo ebyomuguru kyabigwanira okunazibwa nebyo. Naye ebyomuguru byennyini okunazibwa ne saddaka ezisinga ezo. Olwabiri mwennya. Kubanga Kristo teyayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu ekyakolebwa n'emikono ekyafaanana ng'ekyo ekyamazima. Naye muguru mwennyini okulabika kakano mu maaso ga Katonda kulwaffe. Olwabiri mwettaano. So si kwewangayo emirundi emingi nga kabona asinga obukulu bwayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu buli mwaka n'omusayi ogutali gugwe.
Offer himself many times.
Kubanga okusinga kubikulirwa
Revelation 13:8.
Yatibwa
from creation of heaven and earth. That's
where
he was over himself. Would have raised up
and
comes dies for us. People appear in different generations. See how you
troubled
us in believing salvation.
One
believed last time, the other ahead.
And
we would have come back every time.
Hebrews 9:25. So si kwewangayo emirundi mingi nga kabona asinga obukulu bwayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu buli mwaka n'omusayi ogutali gugwe. 26. Kubanga kyandi mugwanidde okubonaabonanga emirundi emingi okuva kutondebwa kw'ensi.
Kyandi mugwanidde.
It have required him
okubonaabona emirundi
emingi to suffer the many times
okuva kutondebwa kw'ensi,
right from creation of the world,
okuva kutondebwa kw'abantu,
from the creation of people.
You know where
our sin began in the Garden of Eden.
Required
every time to come
and beat
those of that generation.
I don't know.
He would have felt a problem.
No,
he would have changed. Maybe whoever would have believed.
They said
it would have required him
to give
up so many times from creation of the world. Let's repeat verse 26.
Abebulaniya esule yomwenda nolunyiriri olwabiri mwomukaga.
Hebrews 9 verse 26.
Kubanga chandi mugwanide okubona abonange emirundi emingi okuva kutondebwa kw'ensi. Naye kaakano omulundi gumu ku nkomerero y'emirembe alabise okuggyawo ekibi olw'okwewaayo yennyini.
Owulidde ekyabeerawo?
You heard what happened?
Newankubadde ku mulembe ogwasooka.
So in the first generation,
okuva ku mirembe egyasooka yeewaayo.
Generations back he gave himself.
Naye alabika mu mirembe egy'oluvannyuma.
But he appears in the latter generations.
Okuja ibibi abanji.
Take away the sins of many. And he offers himself
out.
Sins of many, whoever believed him.
Those
first believed him like Abel.
Bible
says in Hebrews 11. That by faith.
A part
a pleasing offering unto the Lord. But remember.
Faith's
not in the space. Romans 10:17
says.
Faith comes from hearing. And hearing the word of God. But we remember that. The John 1:14. The word of God.
Closed
flesh appeared to us. And we saw him as the Son.
They
whom we believe as Jesus. Gives us right becomes sons of God. Those who believed him involved the Abel. Those who believed his name. Those who believed his name as the word.
We believe his
name as Jesus.
Lero.
Today. The other two believed his name. They believed his name as the word. And the word closed place. And they gave him a new name. They call him Jesus.
And
we believe his name.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Now what is this? Salvation is an olden foundation. Foundation of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven. And that foundation
was
put from creation of heaven and earth. Foundation of salvation. But you know one thing. Salvation began. Salvation is there. Till Christ will get back.
So she once saved forever saved.
Not once saved, forever saved.
He
still saves to the end.
Enter journey
of salvation.
Need
till the one clothe you the body.
And
you keep righteousness.
Because you have
taken the kingdom of God.
Therefore,
we seek the kingdom of God.
As
its righteousness. That we move in.
So
and not be saved. And you're taking the kingdom. And you reach there to what you want. You think you remain in there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you got saved, you're taken to the kingdom.
Kingdom
of God moves with righteousness. You can't reach there. God saved you, entered the kingdom.
And
reach there, don't do things of its righteousness.
And
you think you will reside in it. Blotting you from the book of life. It's not the problem.
Now
you work of your salvation. Let's repeat that verse.
Hebrews 9:26. Kubanga chandi mugwanide okubona abonanga emirundi emingi okuva kutondebwa kw'ensi. Naye kaakano omulundi gumu ku nkomerero y'emirembe alabise okuggyawo ekibi olw'okwewaayo yennyini. Olunyo 2:7. Era ng'abantu bwe baterekerwa okufa omulundi ogumu oluvannyuma olw'okwo musango. 2:8. Era ne Kristo bw'atyo bwe yamala okuweebwayo omulundi ogumu okwetikka ebibi by'abangi alirabika omulundi ogw'okubiri awatali kibi eri abo abamulindirira olw'obulokozi.
We
wait him all long for salvation. The world began with salvation. The world ends up with salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now do like this. Salvation is an olden foundation of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. The redeeming of our spirits from the kingdom of Satan, of sin, and the wage of it,
death, which ends in the lake of fire, which is the second death, and the saving of our spirits, forgiveness of our sins, and those our sins, it involved intercessors, the Holy Spirit, even the Lord Jesus, even to offer up himself to redeem us in the destruction.
So not
to eating and drinking. All those are there God has given them to us. There is something which is gotten hard in our way to save ourselves. We could not even.
And
when you think like this, that on the Focus of God television,
we cannot
preach of salvation as food. No.
We cannot
preach of it that be saved and you get married. For you are not born again, and now you get married. You get saved to be married. It's not the main reason of salvation. Those are additions.
After
enter the kingdom of
God,
all these they are added to you.
First
seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and the rest I'll add them to you. And when you get saved, you brought to the kingdom of God,
and
seek the righteousness, and these two are added on you. You
did
not get married. You had a sickness. Something has failed. The kingdom you've entered in for salvation has things to give you. Why you entered the kingdom? What brought you to the kingdom? Salvation. You work for it. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm named Kakembo Godfrey. I thank God for this opportunity
and
to move on and enlighten us in that issue. That the creation of heavens and the earth, its reason was for salvation. But you've spoken of the word of religion. One day I was preaching the gospel in Chitoro, in Tebe. And I spoke of an issue of religion. The salvation is not a religion. And the man came to quote the word 1 Timothy 4:7. That avoid words which are not of religion. I request to enlighten me of that word. There are words that the religion of God is this. They enlightened it. To visiting the sick. The orphans. That means the actions of God. Godly actions. Religion is not a group of people. But there are people who have identical actions.
That's
the religion of the Catholics. They have a way they worship. Protestants, them to have their way of worship. Even other religions.
So,
unto a religion, they think it's a group of people. But in the kingdom of God, religion is an act of righteousness. When salvation came, did salvation come restore us in the word of religion? According to the explanation of the kingdom of God, not as some religions.
But
to say the religion of God, it's to
so, let's
read there in the James.
James chapter 1, verse 26. Omuntu yenna bweyerowooza nga wa ddiini, bw'ataziyiza lulimi lwe, naye nga yeerimba omutima gwe, eddiini y'oyo teriiko kyegasa.
A person thinks to be religious. Religion means a character.
Mpisa kakati no wanga ugambo nina mpisa.
Though you have the character, you speak vulgar. You fail to govern your tongue. Your religion
profits
your character you speak of it's profiting nothing
but
it's of the religion of God like this.
James chapter 1 verse 27
you hear religion before God or character which is rightful of righteousness are these ones. Religion is not a group of people. The rightful character before God because they use the general word. I want to go in dictionary research of the word religion. Get of the olden dictionaries. Not these which I've just released now. They will explain another meaning. What they explain the olden dictionary. People with identical character. Character and identical. They called a religion to those people.
It
is the religion of the Rastafarian. And they played long hair. They have the walking style and the way they speak.
Yakobo esule soka nolu nyiriri olwabiri mu omusa.
James chapter 1 verse 27.
Okulambulanga abafuzi ne bannamwandu mu bunaku bwabwe.
Kati okulambula chika tuchiita chikasha chibina ky'abantu.
Now visiting, should we call it a group of people?
Kitongole.
Is it an organization?
Okulambula abantu.
Visiting the fatherless and the widows.
Chika.
Is it
kitongole
an organization?
Oba chikorwa.
Or it's an action.
James 1 verse
27.
Actions
of the world which are not of righteousness.
That is organization,
now is that an organization, a ministry?
As you see
groups of people they call religions. Get explained what of religion.
Bible,
the Bible, their acts of righteousness. The religion of God. Acts of righteousness.
There
are religions invented by people.
The
acts invented by people.
Six
of them in the Colossians chapter 2.
The
religions people invent themselves. And they have connived with Satan. Those are the many.
Those which
people have invented with Satan.
For
you find it called a religion. God refused to worship idols. And they make them. And they bow down to worship them. That one day we shall handle it. The religion of God and religion of the devils. Colossians 2 verse 16.
Kale omuntu yenna tabanenyanga mu byokulya oba mu byokunywa oba olw'embaga oba olw'omwezi oguboneka oba olwa ssabbiiti olw'17 ebyo kye kisiikirize ky'ebyo ebigenda okujja naye omubiri gwe gwa Kristo. 18
tuyite mu bwangu tusome
23. Abakolosayi esuula ey'okubiri olunyiri olw'23.
Colossians 2 verse 23.
Ebyo birina ddala ekifaananyi eky'amagezi mu kusinza Katonda abantu kwe bagunja bokka ne mu kwewombeeka ne mu kubonyaabonya omubiri naye tebiriiko kye bigasa n'akatono.
Waliwo abantu bye bagunjawo ebyokusinza
nga birina
ebyokwefaananyiriza ebya
Katonda
mu embeera beera
mulimu
nk'okukyalira abeetaaga.
singing like they worship God.
That
they invented them.
Religion
character seeming like of God.
Religion
is an organization. It's not an organization of people, but it's an action or actions. That's why they waste time much for
us.
If there's a scripture showing the foundation of God is religion, we too will enter in a religion and we get out of salvation. But we move in the religion, the acts of righteousness, and we base in the salvation for redeeming. We say this. We don't say our name. We are the born again.
Saved.
We not save this. For it's hard to find save this in the Bible.
But upon
the world, those who were saved. In Uganda, is where we have that word most saved is. Elsewhere they have born again Christians. Even that name we have somewhere we get it from. We get it from the name of Christ and who was anointed. When we increase many anointed, they said they are Christ. Christians.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
name they show where we are first called that.
That
we are first called Christians in Antioch. But nowhere else we are called Christians before. Or to be called saved is. Or born again like
that.
But it's not no problem. It's no problem still we got saved.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
But the general name,
Christians.
We are called Christians.
We join
to differ with those who call themselves.
We add
in that of John 3.
We
first get born again, the Spirit and, water. After we get born again, baptism in the Spirit comes,
become born again Christian.
After getting born again and given the Spirit, that we shall speak of it. Is it not that?
For
them to confuse us. The rightful name, which name do we have?
So
we are not called the word religion.
So
and that to say that born again
is
not the general name in the Bible, but the name we have most spoken here in the Acts. Read this and we get back to our foundation of salvation. Acts chapter 11, the verse 26.
Bwe yamala okumulaba n'amuleeta mu Antiokiya. Awo olwatuuka ne bamala omwaka mulamba nga bakuŋŋaana n'ekkanisa n'abayigiriza ekibiina kinene. Abayigirizwa ne basooka okuyitibwa Abakristaayo mu Antiokiya.
Owulidde gye twasooka okuyitibwa erinnya
lyaffe. That's them we've been using.
Ebbanga lyonna ery'omusingi ogw'edda.
All the long of the olden foundation. Christians.
But we have
in the other
word,
because we believe we save born again and become real Christians.
It's
hard to become a Christian when not yet born again.
So
the Savior has to first save you
and save you through
getting born again and you get anointed. And you're called the Christian.
Now
your journey involves salvation. You involve getting born again. You involve be given the Holy Spirit.
And
we say born again Christians. No one will be born again
except
they believe salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we know, brethren, going back to our olden foundation that we told as we began, Isaiah 58:12, we have to restore the olden foundations. But
we've
spoken of the foundation of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, salvation.
We
want to show you salvation is of ancient foundation of creation of heaven and earth.
Your
salvation has just appeared as we think. In the agenda of salvation, to redeem our spirits from the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of sin, and the wage of it is death. It reaches to the second death, the lake of fire. That salvation of redeeming our spirits involves forgiveness of our sins,
take
us to the kingdom of God, reaches the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now, all the rest after entering the kingdom of God, we are adding them to us.
You're
not getting married. Demons beat you before. You didn't get married. You have been poor. You never built.
Those
find them in the kingdom of being saved. Find the additions prepared for you there. You don't get saved for those things. No.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me tell you, see, that word of salvation, most of us devalued it. We see as if you get saved for not marrying. Things are there. Foundation we made it to be very light like that.
Remember,
in the Hebrews
9,
Jesus will appear second time for salvation. Remember, he was slain from creation of heaven for salvation. He appeared for salvation.
He's
coming back the second time for salvation still.
Once saved, forever
saved, you would stand in three times. Jesus himself stands in it three times. From creation of heaven and earth, it appears at ages end. It appears when they're winding them up. All there is on salvation, salvation.
The
false word you've moved by,
in
this gospel that you call of grace,
yet
it's of bitterness and hatred. The gospel of hatred,
the
deceivings of grace,
that
once saved, forever saved. That gospel is of hatred. It's not of grace.
But
the one who loves you and has grace and mercy over you, he warns you
that you
in the salvation you pray in it, you will get destroyed. That one is the one with mercy. But the one who tells you,
it's
like someone telling you, if you go to HIV and they save you once, forever you will have been saved from it before you go back. Is it possible? If you had HIV positive,
do
you think it's still even wild? There is another these days. These days we have cancer. If you're healed from them, though you go back and move yourself, you got saved forever. Is it right? Salvation we enter it as a journey, and clothe the body and you're in salvation still, and you do actions worthy of those saved. For the savers from sin,
we
cannot get back to it, yet it's what they got us out of. The
ones
saving us to rejoice over that.
And you take your time. You bring rocks. Redeem one who died in, who fell in the ditch down there.
And it,
though I will go back past there, they have redeemed me, I will not fall back. And you find they have fallen back again. But tells us in the Philippians 2 that work out your salvation. As we've entered it, it's an olden foundation. We remain moving in it until the coming back of Jesus. For he comes back for salvation. Philippians 2, in the verse 12.
Kale, abaagalwa bange, nga bwe mwawuliranga ennaku zonna, singa nze lwe mbeera wulokka, naye kaakano okusinga ennyo nga siriiyo, mukolererenga obulokozi bwammwe bennyini, n'okutya n'okukankana.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Mukolererenga mwennyini obulokozi bwammwe.
Work out yourself the salvation.
Twabuyingira.
We entered it.
Kwe kununulibwa kwa.
It's the redemption of ours.
Tukuba nti twayingira mu kununulibwa okuva mu kibi.
Redemption from sin.
Ne mu kuzikirira.
And destruction.
Katonda bwe yatusonyiwa ebibi.
God forgave us of our sins.
Ne bwe twayingira tusiga tukolerera obulokozi obwo.
That remain working out that salvation.
N'okutya n'okukankana.
With the fear and trembling.
Okutya kye ki?
What is fear? How do you work out salvation in fear? You're in salvation. You have to work out for it. And you have fear. What is the fear? According to Proverbs they say, fear is to hate evil. Fear of God, hating evil. You should then resume do those things.
So
say you're in salvation.
Let
me move on with my sin. Already I'm once saved forever. Repeat for us that verse. Philippians 2 and the verse 12.
Kale, abagalwa bange, ngabwe mwawuliranga ennaku zonna, singa nze lwe mbeera wulokka, naye kaakano okusinga ennyo nga siriiyo, mukolererenga obulokozi bwammwe bennyini, n'okutya n'okukankana.
Owulidde bulungi.
We've heard well. We work out our salvation moving in fear, the fear of God. And we hate evil. We might take many from sin. And not to say we're in salvation once saved forever and though we commit sin. It's all in the foundation the way it had been demeaned. Almost finished not to be an olden foundation. Those who foundation seem to have just appeared. And who those explaining it? They have put bleaches in it. Because we've sent to be covering those bleaches. Now we block them.
Not once saved, forever saved.
And they see where to look at Rumonti to but salvation to work it out with fear. The fear of God. In Proverbs 8, in the verse 13, it tells us this over the word of fear, of fear of God. Proverbs 8:13.
Okutya Mukama kwe kukyawa obubi, amalala ne sikuti ne kube bi, n'akamwa kabambaavu bye nkyawa.
Ebyo byonna bw'oba ogamba nti otya Mukama,
all if you say you fear God,
olina okukyawa ebibi,
you have to hate evil,
olina kuba n'akamwa kabambaavu,
you have a perverse mouth,
omanyi akamwa kabambaavu,
you know that perverse mouth.
Kaogera buli by'owesanze nga
tokebedde
ebyandikuba bikukkiriza okubyogera.
Whether scriptures allow you to speak them.
Ng'olina amalala.
And you have pride. You know someone of pride. If they're a girl, they can raise their chest up like that. If they're a boy, they walk breaking like that. If
they're
a girl and they have added on the word arrogance, they walk shake themselves. You know they are not well now. They have shifted from pride to arrogance.
When they
work your salvation with fear,
work
out salvation with fear of God hating evil, pride and arrogance, and the perverse mouth.
speaks whatever it finds. Some of you have people, but you have mouth which is amazing. And they are perverse.
Time
you sit there, you're calm. But you're about to release your mouth after you leave this place.
There
are those who have abuse in the house to hide under the bed. You are a woman. You're about to abuse your husband.
You
no more remember you are born again. You're a man there.
You're
about to release that mouth.
But
you seem gentle. You are a covered vessel, yet you're bitter. The one who tests you is the one with you home there.
Or in
the villages where you pass, you boy or girl.
They will
know how you release your mouth when you come here.
Apostle,
you shouldn't
realize.
Let me tell you, you waste time to hide from me, yet
you're
not hidden from God. You're about to release because we saved God foolish.
You got foolish.
Didn't tell you begin to release the mouth.
It speaks
every foolish word.
For
the same you say it worships and praises God.
Yet
it's the same you use to speak heavy words filled of arrows and poison. And you are a murderer.
But
if you sit down there, you are with an axe, you've covered it with cloth.
About
to give it to us, carry for you. As you shall bring hands to carry, and you cut our hands.
We
come to us gentle and calm.
Days
you brought out that axe, and you haunt our hearts with words which are sharp.
So, our Uganda.
Now, brethren,
Bible
says in the Philippians 2 and the verse 12, the work out of salvation with the fear
is
to hate an evil, take up pride and arrogance, and to totally the perverse mouth.
And we
fulfill
fight,
help money to depart from evil.
So sad to
not to commit sin.
And
we push others into sins again.
The one expected
except you left sin,
you
redeemed from sin, and you're forgiven.
After
you begin to do the sins,
let
many come out of it, and you bring support their way. Others move deeper in destruction.
This
is not right in salvation.
Ngero esule ya kumi na mukaga nolo nyiriri oro mukaga.
Proverbs 16 the verse 6.
Okusasira na mazima biebirongo sautali butokirivo. Ero kutia mukama kwe kujaba ntumbubi.
Oride chigambe.
Have you heard of that word?
Okusasira na mazima.
Mercy and truth.
Birongo sautali butokirivo.
They purge iniquity.
Ero kutia mukama.
In the fear of God.
Kujaba ntumbubi.
To take money from evils.
Na yoke na kujayani.
But whom are you to take out? When you reach salvation,
no gamba once you saved,
you say
saved.
Waloko kalumu, waloko kalubeli.
No yoko tanuloku kwa biyo ya gara
gwe. Begin do whatever you want.
No da kuburokozi.
And you get to salvation.
No mufumaganya.
And you cause the scorn.
Nebali abandi loko se nebagamba.
And cause to be saved the same.
Nabe irafu nafu mamuna mwabali ye.
All the same with you in there.
Era nabe nyambara ya
mwe. Look at your clothing styles.
Era na mumuringa abali ye.
You two are like people in the world. The one in
the
world is like the one in the salvation. The way they work on themselves.
It
became like a demon in the
desert.
You cut off your eyelashes.
No,
and you wrote there new ones.
That's
where I speak
and
say,
though
you broaden your eyes right on them.
Ezekiel Jeremiah.
They
brought in their eyes and write on them. And
there
are like demons in the deserts.
And you
appear as a prostitute selling herself on the roads. Leave us, cut our lashes off.
You
reduce them a little as women.
But
don't cut them off and paint others looking upward like that. And you burn in your eyes. Read Jeremiah 4 first, the verse 30. Then we join up on that one.
Jeremiah 4 in
the verse 30.
Nawe bolinya gibwa olikola otya newankubadde nga oyambala olugoye olutwakaavu newankubadde nga weeyonja n'ebintu ebya zaabu newankubadde nga ogazi y'amaaso go nga weesiigidde.
Sokomaleyo naawe.
Yeremiya esula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olwasatu.
Jeremiah 4:30.
Nawe bw'olinyagibwa olikola otya newankubadde nga oyambala olugoye olutwakaavu newankubadde nga weeyonja n'ebintu ebya zaabu newankubadde nga ogazi y'amaaso go nga weesiigako eddagala weefuulira bwereere omulungi. Baganzi bo bakunyooma banoonya obulamu bwo.
Sitaani ye aba akunyooma.
Satan despises you.
Nagaga ogazi yaga abantu bakulinga gundi.
You in like those your eyes like a demon in the desert.
Nicho nacho njachireta.
That's what bring it.
Binji betwekozekoze nga tuli abali mu.
Done and be like in the world.
Singana mulokole.
You find the born again. They have cut off all their eyelashes.
Nagaziya.
And they enlarge the eyes. And they paint on new ones. Others say painting, is it wrong? Why did you cut off the others? Don't then paint again. You paint on the ones you have. And don't go beyond their boundaries. God
teaches,
understand that you go beyond the boundary.
If
you even beyond, you would have
quarreled.
Yet you are doing it beyond. It goes to you, you paint yours looking upwards. Let's leave that. Speak of foundation of salvation. Actions you do. Many people not be saved.
For
when you reach salvation, you say you got one saved, forever saved.
Your
foundation bleaching within it.
Then you,
things not right, which is not of salvation. First, the story of that foundation.
This
salvation has just happened. In the others, they are weakening it.
Says
saving us from poverty. Yet redeeming our spirit. And
we are
forgiving our sins.
And we enter
the kingdom of God.
And
the righteousness. And
rest
God adds them to us.
In there. Didn't
get married, you find God has given you.
The one
had no spouse. The one poor, you get rich. The
one who is sick,
you're healed in the kingdom.
Want
to explain the entire world. Salvation, what is it? And it's for when? Foundation of all the kingdom of God.
We get saved,
entered the kingdom of God.
If not saved, not
entering the kingdom of God.
And the salvation involves getting the born again.
He
speaks and he says, if you don't get born again, you cannot see, neither you enter in the kingdom of God. They get to be broadened. In the foundation of salvation, where there is this redemption of us, spirits and forgiveness of sins,
which
passes in intercession of the Holy Spirit and the Christ, and is giving up himself, and the giving up of Christ,
it passes
the born again. Foundation comes following the other.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Now, in all brethren, this salvation,
you
don't want to play in this.
That's
the religion came from America,
or
type of belief from America. No. This, our faith, is of salvation. It's an old foundation prepared from creation of heaven and earth.
It's the
reason why heavens and earth were created.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now in all, as we try to work out our salvation,
let's
not retain a name we got saved. Much in the Revelation 3, in the verse 1, those with the reputation, we born again. Yet they died again. They have a name, they're born again. Yet they are a dead corpse. Let's read we here. Revelation 3 in the verse 1.
Era eri malayika ow'ekkanisa ey'omusaadi wandiika nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera oyo alina emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda n'emmunyeenye omusanvu, nti mmanyi ebikolwa byo ng'olina erinnya ery'okuba omulamu era oli mufu.
Osobola osigaza erinnya
mulokole. You're not born again at all. You move back to the kingdom of darkness. Move back into sin. Even destruction. Picked them to resume. Do them.
But there is
born again. Born again. Yet you do what you want.
Not
like that little gentleman. You retain a name.
Yet you're
a dead corpse who died again.
According
to what you do.
In
the kingdom of God. There is righteousness we have to follow. The scripture which says,
Jesus
took away sin once. And to those who perfected. Not to those not perfected.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is Hebrews. He gave up once for sin to those perfected.
Attach
that to those who
say,
even though you go back commit sin,
yet,
knocking, you put bleaches in the foundation. Foundation of salvation. Foundation of the kingdom of God.
Hebrews 10 from
verse 6.
Tewasime ebyokebwa ebiramba n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi. Olw'omusanvu, ne ndyoka njogera nti laba, nzize, mu muzingo gw'ekitabo ekyampandiikwako, okukola by'oyagala, ayi Katonda. Olunya olw'omunaana, bw'ayogerera waggulu nti saddaaka n'ebiweebwayo, n'ebyokebwa ebiramba, n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi tewabyagala so tewabisiima, ebyo by'ebiweebwayo ng'amateeka bwe gali. Olunya olw'omwenda, n'alyoka ayogera nti laba, nzize okukola by'oyagala, ajjawo ekyolubereberye alyokanyweze ekyokubiri. Olunya olw'ekkumi, kw'ebyo by'ayagala twatukuzibwa olw'okuwaayo omubiri gwa Yesu Kristo omulundi ogumu.
Twatukuzibwa.
We were sanctified
olw'okuwaayo omubiri gwa Kristo
offering the body of Christ once.
Ye Kristo yaguwaayo omulundi
ki? Christ gave it out once.
So sigandi gwo tukuzidwa.
Not say you're sanctified
ennaku zonna.
Oh, forever.
Ye yawaayo omulundi gumu.
He gave his body once.
Atukuzibwa.
He got sanctified.
Eri abakkiriza.
And to those believing. Let's go to the next verse.
Abebulaniya esule yekumi n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'olumu.
Hebrews 10:11.
Na buli kabona ayimirira buli lunaku ng'aweereza, ng'awaayo emirundi emingi saddaaka ezitajjulukuka, ezitayinza kujjawo bibi emirembe gyonna. Olw'ekumi n'ebbiri. Naye oyo bwe yamala okuwaayo saddaaka emu olw'ebibi okutuusa emirembe gyonna, n'alyoka atula ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We yamara okuwaayo saddaaka emu.
He gave out one sacrifice
olw'ebibi
for sin.
Yagiwaayo omulundi gumu.
He gave it out once
olw'ennaku zonna.
Forever.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So si eri obi olw'ennaku zonna erigwe.
Forever unto you the person who sins.
Wabula eri abakyajja.
Those who are still coming.
Abajja mu kwenenya.
And they come repentancy.
Enyiri ezidako zikunyonyola ekigambo ekyo.
Verses explain that word.
Abebulaniya esule y'ekumi n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'essatu.
Hebrews 10 the verse 13.
Ng'alindirira oluvannyuma abalabe be okufuusibwa entebe y'ebigere bye. 14. Kubanga olw'okuwaayo saddaaka emu yatuukiriza okutuusa emirembe gyonna abatukuzibwa.
Abatukuzibwa
sanctified.
Ebe bakolako ennaku ki?
It works on them forever. Those sanctified. Not said resume sinning. You have to be kept sanctified. The sacrifice would live cleansing you forever. But not resuming back to your sins that it still stands for you. Let's repeat the verse 14.
Abebulaniya esule y'ekumi n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'ennya.
Hebrews 10 the verse 14.
Kubanga olw'okuwaayo saddaaka emu yatuukiriza okutuusa emirembe gyonna abatukuzibwa.
Abatukuzibwa.
Those sanctified.
Aba yabatuukiriza ennaku zonna.
He perfected them forever.
Ati gwe bw'obivaamu n'okola ebitasaana.
If you abandon do things not right.
Ajja kuvunana Abebulaniya.
You will choose in the Hebrews.
Esule y'omukaaga.
Chapter 6.
Kubanga mwayanyonyola n'agamba.
Explain and say it.
Bw'omala okubanga omaze okuloza.
After you've tested.
Ukirabe eky'emirembe
ekigenda okujja. N'ekigambo
kya Katonda.
And the word of God.
N'ogeza obivaamu.
And you go get out of it.
Ekyali saddaaka yakubi
yakuwe. No sacrifice which can restore you.
Ate Abebulaniya 10 eno yennyini 26 n'agamba.
Kaba
tusomereyo.
Let's read there.
12. Abebulaniya 10
29.
Abebulaniya esule y'ekumi n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu omwenda.
Hebrews 10:29.
Mulowooza mutya? Okubonerezebwa oyo kwalisaanyizibwa kulyenkana w'okusinga okuba okubi. Eyalinnyiririra ddala omwana wa Katonda. N'alowooza omusaayi gw'endagaano ogwamutukuza obutaba mutukuvu. N'agirira ekyejo omwoyo w'ekisa.
Bw'omaliriza okuba nga omusayi gwakutukuza.
After the blood sanctified you.
Bw'omala n'olinnyirira n'odda mu bibi
by'okola. After trample back to your sins.
N'ogufuula ng'ogutaakutukuza.
And you claim as if it never cleansed you.
Olowooza kibonerezo ki?
You think what punishment is worthy of you. Worthy of you.
So abooluganda nga maliriza.
Now, brethren, as I finish.
Obulokozi musingi gwa dda.
Salvation is the olden foundation.
Gwe musingi ogw'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
It's the foundation of the kingdom of God.
Obwakabaka bw'omugulu.
Kingdom of heaven.
Era nga musingi gwa dda nnyo.
It's an olden foundation.
Okuva Katonda bakweggulu
right from creation of heaven and earth.
Nga bwe twawulidde mu kubikula 13:8.
Revelation 13:8.
Kristo omulokozi waffe.
Christ our Savior.
Yattibwa okuva Katonda bakweggulu.
He was slain from creation of heaven and earth.
Wabula yasalawo okulabisibwa mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma.
Started to appear in the latter days.
Olw'abangi.
For the many.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So tewabaawo omuntu yenna akubuzaabuza.
Be any person confused you concerning this salvation.
Same
has a religion from America.
Oba,
oh.
And
tell you, you're safe for building houses. But salvation to redeem our souls in the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of sin, the kingdom of Satan, in the wage of its destruction, the lake of fire. Save us from that kingdom.
Forgive
us our sins. Salvation is a valuable word. I request you think of it.
And
telling us,
people
will endure to the end. They will be saved.
saved. Means you are in that journey of salvation.
You
endure to unclothing the body.
You
prove you are in real salvation. After you unclothe the body, and you're born again.
No,
and you unclothe the body.
But now,
and you say,
was saved in the earth, forever saved in heaven.
Or forever. For you will never see sin again. And I'm going to show you.
And you've been
rejoiced to see salvation forever. And Satan
evil
is totally chased from out them. No more have Satan in you. And don't expect him to get back.
Now forever
and they say forever saved. Don't just give a tick like that. I want you to think of salvation.
It's
something of value, work for it. Let's read in the Matthew.
Matayo esule ya bilimwenya noru nyiriri ole kuminesatu.
Matthew 24 verse 13.
Na yagu minkiriza okutuka kunkomerero ya lirokolebwa.
He who endures to the end will be saved. These words trouble people.
Those
of religion refuse to confess salvation. They say we shall be saved at the end. But they forgot salvation is there from creation of heaven.
And
we enter it. Redeem taken the kingdom.
We
begin work out that salvation.
Up
to the end of checking from the body.
End
of coming back of Jesus. Salvation in three steps. The step of creation of heaven and earth.
That
of manifestation of Jesus.
That
of his second coming.
It's
still salvation of it. You have to hold it.
Those
to be found. Not yet known wherever saved.
He
has to save them from there. Those who entered me from creation of heaven and earth, they moved in it
and
clothed bodies within it. Jesus appeared in salvation. They entered, moved in it
and
clothed bodies saved. We too like that today.
Jesus appeared
to the end. Salvation and being saved will be shut. Those saved will be saved forever.
And
those destroyed,
they are
destroyed forever.
Don't
claim while in that foundation.
We
cannot say once saved forever, though you commit your sins.
Those
who put bleaches and holes in it.
Maybe
God saved for getting married and marrying
in
riches and houses and things like those. If we endure to the end, we begin with salvation like this. In the Romans 10:9, we begin with believing and with our hearts we confess Jesus as Lord.
If
we confess with our mouth, we got saved
and
we enter and we begin the journey and we work out our salvation. We enter and we begin to work out that salvation. Let's read in the Romans.
Romans 10
from verse
9. Kubanga boyatula Yesu nga ye mukama nakamwako nokiriza mu mutima gonti Katonda yamuzukiza mu bafu olirokoka. Olinyole 10.
Wano bagwaho nyo bagamba olirokoka.
They say you be saved.
Sikulokoka kati olirokoka.
You will be saved. Say you will be. It's right. From creation of heaven and earth is
yes,
salvation. Jesus appears salvation. Coming back the second time is for salvation. That's right. Next verses say what?
They say
begin to enter salvation.
begin
to enter, be redeemed. Person be saved of HIV.
The
begin of medicine and treatment.
If
they see the dose,
we
finish in 7 days.
And
don't say I'll take it on the 7th day. If they say, do you do that?
You're
sick of malaria.
They
give
you a
dose of 7 days.
You'll
be healed. And you keep your medicine. And you swallow them once on the 7th day. You get healed or you die. Medicine of malaria they've given you.
You say,
take them in 7 days, you'll be well. You say, fine.
I'll
wait on the 7th day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you
wait the 7th day. And you keep all the medicine. You wait for the 7th day. And you get
the,
all you swallow them, you'll be, you're getting healed. You can begin to see your black ink. Those who wait for salvation, checking from the body.
Mama.
My goodness. They don't get saved.
They
get destroyed with a wild destruction. They want to swallow tablets. All of them in one day.
Abalumi esule yekumi inoru nyiriri olekumi.
Romans 10 and the verse 10.
Kubango umuntu akiriza na mutima okuwebwa obutuukirivu. Era yatulana kamwa okulokoka. Olinyo ole 10 n'olumu. Kubanga ebyawandiikibwa byogera nti buli amukiriza tali kwasibwa nsonyi. 12. Kubanga tewali njawulo ya muyudaya na muyonani.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Umuntu akiriza na mutima
person believe with the heart
yatulana kamwa
confess with the mouth to be saved.
When
you confess at the end, this is medicine. Medicine we swallow when we open the mouth. Even when you swallow salvation, you open the mouth. I'm saved. Medicine works on you.
It takes
away sin.
We
give you
Panado,
as the word of God is.
Till
you get rid of big-headedness while affecting pride, immorality, abusing, hatred, until you're totally healed.
I
confess with your mouth,
you
swallow a tablet of salvation.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
If you
take medicine when you've blocked your mouth, not opening it, where does it go then? Confessing salvation is a great word. Many say, I got saved in the heart, but they refuse to confess.
And
some of you are there, you. Claim that. Feel the ship I got saved long.
Thank
you, but you demand it.
For
faith without actions is dead.
We
believe you're safe, we see you've changed.
But
demand you an action of confessing.
In
the journey moving.
And
all the confessions you confess to many witnesses.
Today,
if you believe in the heart, I give money like this.
Satan
beats you on the way he said. Maybe you did speak it in the people. Though you turn your mind.
After
you speak a place, I'll give 3 million to the Lord. Every time you come here, maybe he gave.
Confessing
salvation helps us to keep it.
Many
confess and they saw you confess. Confession is the security to you. Confessing salvation. How will they see me do this? If you do, you didn't confess.
Yes,
he hid among us.
As long as
I didn't confess publicly.
Satan begins on you.
He said,
"Do it, no one will follow you up." How many did you confess openly? You've never confessed openly your salvation. You confessed within your heart. Fear not, raise your hands up. If you see me come back in the service,
you
pray, you come confess salvation.
This,
your security as you. You
have
got a priest, come secretly. Claim to be as Nicodemus. Come in the night unto Jesus. Someone has raised their hand. Praise the Lord, brethren. I want to ask this for profiting. When God baptized in the fake salvation, and we reached here, we got rebaptized. Now, if
you
confessed in the fake salvation, should we confess again? If you confessed, you confess salvation. Did you understand it?
Still,
you've been taught what you confessed, you understand now. You know, young children, when they learn talking, they can speak what they don't understand. They can speak vulgar your way, and they don't know.
You first
explain that you child, that what's spoken is not right. They begin to get shameful of it. Now you mature in explanation. Now hold what you confessed.
So confessing
in many witnesses what it benefits us. God has understood it, though you have not confessed with the mouth,
but
put it for security our way. The confession you made in the many witnesses that you can hold it. There is a hand which was risen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Speak loud.
Amanya. Abaluganda Yesu yabazwe.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Amanya ombulizi wenjiri. Topaz.
Name Evangelist Topaz.
Mbadde nsaba okunambuliako ko kuchawandikibwa ekiri ku Ebrania mukaga nya.
I'm requesting enlightenment on the scripture Hebrews 6:4.
Where chawandikwa bulwenki soma.
The scripture, anytime I read it,
utufu nchitia nyo.
Indeed, I am so afraid of it.
Eranga ekibuzo
ekirala. And the other question,
kyensaba ku Roma
yomu. I request by the Holy Spirit,
okwenenya.
Repentancy.
Kukola kubani.
It works on which category of people?
Abatanaba kutegera
mazima. Those who've not yet understood truth.
We
understood you transgress. If you repent, God forgives you. Most on the sin which brings death. The sin which brings death, it is not to be forgiven you. To one who got to understand the light, if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, the sin which bringeth death. Hebrews 6 you have spoken of. Enlightened light of the words. You share on the power of the ages to come. Generation making new heavens and new earth. Involving the body of heaven. After you give up on that,
no
sacrifice given to forgive you. That's the sin spoken of. Repentancy of sin which doesn't bring death, of sins never bringing death, happens on all people at all times when still on this world. After it goes beyond this world and clothes the body fall in hell, no matter how much you repent,
I will not go deeper in that.
You,
the person ministers to explain beyond that.
But
that you're up to the entire topic. The 3 other hours. To explain of repentancy. Repentancy unto sins, which do not bring death. But if you join them up, they can end up bringing death. And they reach to heaven, and they rise up reaching to the Lord. GB fills up in heaven at the covenant box where they get to be read that speak in the Isaiah, and they have gotten read. They delete, and they said the testimony of three is enough. They shouldn't delete more.
If
they say your sin have gotten red, go look to your computer.
Partitions.
We have partition it.
Akati partition yemu jote kamo ebifana
njio wa video. Put your videos.
Wejura
emiuka. If it gets, it turns to red.
Kati eri waluwe vije vitereke buwa
musanduke ya mati kamo chibuga cha katoro. The covenant box in the city of
Jerusalem
God. Jerusalem of heaven.
Halibitu ukanga vigenda vinyo
wa rampa. And they rise level. And
partition yemu kujura.
Partition is filling up.
Wejura emiuka miu. If it
gets red. They say your sins have gotten red. If you delete them, it gets to be white. They say now he has righteousness.
The
things we studied them last time, when we studied Jerusalem, it's a bit long.
Let's
read this scripture.
Those
God's salvation and proved it's indeed come.
Just
certain completely.
No,
in heavens there is actions there. And they said salvation of our God. Let us read there we hear.
Okubikulire sura ya 12 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Revelation 12 verse 10.
Nempulire eddoboozi ddene mu ggulu nga lyogera nti, kaakano obulokozi buzze n'amaanyi n'obwakabaka bwa Katonda waffe n'obuyinza bwa Kristo we, kubanga aloopa baganda baffe yasuulibwa. Abalopa mu maaso ga Katonda waffe emisana n'ekiro.
Bagamba kankano obulokozi bwa Katonda
waffe. Right now, salvation of our God
n'amaanyi
n'obwakabaka bwerize. Kingdom they have come.
Kubanga baddaali eri baganda
baffe. Accuser of our brethren.
Omanyi sitaani baamugobayo ne bamalayika
baabaagwa. Ne
batala bawadde akafo baabanoonya buli wantu.
They fought him in every corner.
Every
action they chase them with them.
And they said
salvation has arrived.
Remember
they moved in salvation. Angel Gabriel.
And they wait
Jesus take the sacrifice. Offering for sin.
Bible
Hebrews 9. Copies of heaven needed a better sacrifice.
But because
Christ never entered the holy place of the world. But in heavens.
Where
which they overcame. By the blood of the Lamb. In the word of their testimony.
And they said, now
salvation we sure is come.
Satan has
been chased completely.
Demons,
the fallen angels. No one trouble in heaven. And they say, war unto those on the world. For he is gone down there. And he is filled with anger for the short time he has.
Now, salvation, you enter it. Begin move by it. All his actions just from your life. And clothe the body, go to heaven, we say. Salvation of God has reached on him forever. There's no more time to get out of it. They would be in salvation forever. They're redeemed. They're forgiven of sins. They're in the kingdom of God. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Those are the foundation of salvation. Foundation of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heavens. That good creation of heavens and the earth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.